Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Are you feeling a little overwhelmed at work? Are you worried about your work-life balance? Are you putting in hours upon hours, nights, weekends, always tethered to your smartphone, always on call? Well, one company in Germany is trying to combat that. They're letting their employees work only 5 hours a day, keeping salary and benefits constant, and trying to maintain productivity, as long as these employees don't mind giving up their smartphones during the workday. The Wall Street Journal recently reported on a company in Germany called Reingen's Digital Enabler, a consulting firm that only operates 5 hours a day. Lassie Reingen's, the company's chief officer, said he implemented a shorter workday to allow for more time with his children. But to ensure that the company can run at the same efficiency and productivity in that smaller time frame, Reingen's mandates that employees put their phones away during the workday, they keep small talk and idle banter to a minimum, and they only check company emails twice per day, and meetings are capped at about 15 minutes or preferably even shorter. And there's some research that say aspects of the Reingen's 5-hour workday strategy could actually boost productivity. Smartphones alone are distracting, and research shows that smartphones in our presence drop our intelligence, our memory, and our attention scores. We have an emotional attachment to our phones, the researchers theorized, which is why they can be more distracting than other everyday objects. And certainly overwork can have detrimental impacts on the body and on productivity. Taking breaks and creating more opportunities for work-life balance could also help tackle the issues of employee burnout. It's a little early to find out if the Reingen's 5-hour workday experiment will work out in the long run, but even some of the changes that Reingen's have implemented could be implemented in any workplace. Turning smartphones off during the day, checking email much less frequently, reducing the length and number of meetings all can have a big impact in any organization. It's a really interesting story. When I hear updates from the Reingen's experiment, I'll be sure to pass them along. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.